You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, my kindreds out there? What you doing? How's the week been going for everyone? It's been madness here. So this is what happens. I'm just going to talk a few minutes about energy. So really doing, there are cycles that happen. We call them retrogrades, and everybody out there don't believe in retrograde. Let's just say there's cycles where they are things that one has to repeat, something that you might not have learned in a cycle before, previous to that. But at any rate, it's a repetition. A lot of people will come back around you that are friends that have gone, lost, whatever. You lost them, found you again, you lost them again. And I am at that stage where I just could not afford for anything or anyone to affect my peace. So if it's in a situation, and a lot of you out there, this is why I'm addressing this, where someone, no matter how kind you're trying to be, they've been gone for a while, so your rhythms in life are very different. Maybe when they were there the first time, you guys hung together, now nobody has time. You know, you're trying to reacquaint yourself or whatever, and they come out with accusations or it triggers them in some kind of way. It's probably someone you want to let go of and keep moving. I just can't afford to have my peace of mind affected by anyone or anything. That means my own family, especially if it's discordant, you know, in some kind of way you're triggering somebody's whatever about you, or they see things like, you know, and you're saying, you know, spewing out positive things and back is some trigger or something. So for all of you that are dealing with those kind of energies, look at them, learn from them, you know, try not to be like that, you know, do some introspection, see if there's something inside of you or that may be putting something out there. I've certainly checked in with myself. I have no problem knocking my ego to the side and saying, get your shit together. I don't have a problem with straightening or correcting myself. So anyway, that leads me into who we're going to talk to today. Drum roll. And then we want to see a shout out to our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Senior Real Estate and Property Specialist of Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. He is wonderful. Kevin is one of those people, like I was saying, that you can talk to. It won't go into any, you know, that there's a very equal reciprocity of positive energy. So it's not someone that you would find a lot of discord. He's able to listen and then respond without trigger. That's why he's such a wonderful core banker, probate, and real estate specialist. 818-571-1508. Now, for our guest today, I have the wonderful honor of introducing you to producer, director, hip hop artist, journalist, songwriter, author. I don't know what he has not done. His St. Louis based company called 4 Feet Off the Ground. And while before he came on, you know, before I talked to him a few minutes before I got on the show, I was thinking of all the ways you could make a song out of the title of his company, 4 Feet Off the Ground. And I came up with the rock version, 4 Feet Off the Ground. Da, 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 4 Feet. Then I came up with the R&B version of it, 4 Feet Off the Ground. I said, 4 Feet Off the Ground. Then I came up with the jazz, 4 Feet Off the Ground. Anyway, I'm bringing on to you, hip hop artist, dropped his album, The Weight of My Name, on August 1st. For those of you who haven't heard it, check it out. Mr. Lacey G. Soulja Turner. Hey, Lacey!
How you doing? How you doing? I got to say my saying. It is your favorite rapper, the best man, writer and director in St. Louis, facts, award-winning published author, actor, journalist, actor, woo, business owner, nominated Hollywood Music Artist, number one bestseller, battle rapper, service of the year recipient, Lacey G. Soulja Turner.
All of that. All of that. I'm glad I got half of it out and let you do the rest, because that's a lot to, that's a big old intro to have to come in on. But that's a wonderful intro. You've done all of those things, and I know everybody's showing all the different parts of their talent and what they can do. And I love what you've done. I was just commenting, if you didn't hear, I was I love the name of your company, Four Feet Off the Ground. St. Louis Based Company. I was thinking, wow, that would make a good song. You could do it in jazz, you could do it in hip hop. You know, I had come up with all the different versions. Name of the company.
I heard you.
So Lacey, talk to us about what it feels like to wear all of those shoes, to walk in all of those places you've been as an author, a writer, a director, a producer, a hip hop, an actor, a singer, a performer, you know, all of those things. And talk to us about that. How are you able to fit that into a day? I know everybody doesn't do everything at one time, but what is the, out of all of those things that you do, what seems to be the biggest baby of choice?
Okay. So look, first off, it feels good to walk in all these shoes. Like not every, you know, God has all, you know, blessed all of us, endowed us with a gift. So first of all, it feels great to just live in my gift, live in my dream. I get to do what I love every day. I get to wake up whenever I want to and just do the work I love. I get paid to do what I love, already love to do. So it is an amazing thing. You know, not everybody get to live in a dream but get paid to live in a dream. So I just love doing it. And my baby, all love is my baby, but I love music, writing music and writing film. So those are my two main loves that I love.
Two main music and film.
Yes.
Yeah. And because you do so many things, and I know that you have to go in and out of all of those, you know, as an artist and talent. You go crazy if you don't go in there and get with it. You know, when you feel like being the Nutty Professor and all the, you know, all those different characters. Eddie Murphy, I think that he shows that how talent can have to channel all those different personalities in order to do and be who you are. Definitely. So let's talk about the weight of your name. Mm-hmm. Why the name, the weight of your name?
Okay.
And did you produce all of these things directed by yourself? Who is the team involved, or were these things that you came up with on your own and then you pursued them on your own without anyone helping you?
All right. My album, The Weight of My Name, which is out now on all streaming platforms. Make sure y'all get that. So with The Weight of My Name, you know, these past 2 years, I was going through like a lot of different things. And I'm a person who uses my music as therapy. So I just found myself in the studio just, you know, anytime I go through something like the death of my grandmother or, you know, betrayal by friends or just something about love. Like I found myself just recording, you know, just using this as therapy. And then I started getting a lot of songs and I was like, shit, I need to turn this into an album. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, you know, I just sat back and thought, and I was like, all of these songs has to deal with like the weight of my name, like the weight that my name carries, even the responsibility of being G Soldier as a like activist. And like I said, the betrayal from family and friends, or, you know, love, drama and love, toxicity, just all of these different things through the past 2 years. So that's what made me create The Weight of My Name. And then with the music, the tracks, I found this producer who I vibe with a lot. So he just gave me a lot of beats and whatever. And then we just like connected the songs. We just connected and I was feeling it. So that's how I made the songs and whatever, produced the songs and all that. So.
And you know what I found interesting is that you talk about home. We always talk about homegrown.
Yes.
And most people say Prince. I think Prince was another one that stayed in Minneapolis. He kept everything at home, at front and home. Your company, 4 Feet Off the Ground, love it, that is based in St. Louis.
Yes.
What has prevented you from, like most people think, that if they come to LA or if they come to New York or somewhere like that, they're going to have a better chance at maybe getting what they need to do done? And your company and yourself, you've won many, many awards, from St. Louis Film Festival Award. You've been on ABC, Fox News, you know, things like that. So why have you kept it in-house in St. Louis?
Because I think, you know, St. Louis has a lot of great talent here. And, you know, a lot of people always think, like you said, now, I love California. I'd have been out there. I'd have been to New York and Atlanta, all great places. But I feel like, you know, how Tyler Perry made Atlanta, turned it into a big production hub. I feel we have a lot of talent and a lot of rich history in St. Louis. So I wanted to show the kids, even from poverty. Like I came from poverty. I want to show them that you don't have to leave and go to these places to make it. You know, you can be community rooted and homegrown and still be successful. So that was the main reason. That is the main reason that I wanted to stay in St. Louis and show them that you can still be successful. You can still do all these things in your hometown because we have rich history. So that is my goal too, to turn St. Louis into like a their own Hollywood, you know.
Okay. Well, hey, Hollywood is giving everybody the formula. Now with AI and technology, everybody can just duplicate what it did, basically. Nobody needs Hollywood anymore is what you're trying to say. Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to talk to you about the song in your album that is dedicated to your grandma, Marie Sellers. It was very touching. You can almost, it reminded me of the Spinners when they made that record, Sadie. Mm-hmm. And it was that kind of feeling that somebody made an impact or had an impact on someone's childhood that was so strong that the memory was still infused within a person's own will and intention. So talk to us a little bit about that song and what your grandmother meant to you. And I love meeting men that their grandmothers and their mothers have had influence because they turn out to be the good guys, not the guys that are abusive. And you can feel it right away. You can feel the mother and the grandmother. So talk to us about that.
Yeah. My grandmother, she was like, you know, the matriarch of our family. She is the person that kept our family together. Her and my mother basically raised me and, you know, taught me life's lessons. My grandmother, she would do any and everything for even strangers, always give advice when you was down and everything. She was like, she was like an angel from God, you know, period. So just even growing up with her, like when I moved from the county, I had to move, so I had to move with my grandmother. So she took me to school every day so I could finish out high school. So I didn't have to transfer in my last year and everything. And we used to listen to, like, you know, a lot of gospel and church music and everything. So when she passed last year, you know, she fought a long fight in the hospital from, like, I think it was like January into September when she passed away or whatever. So
last year?
Yeah. Yep. So it was hard. Yeah, it was hard to write this. It was, like I said it in a song too, one of the hardest songs I had to write because I was very close to my grandma. So
yes,
I wanted to make this a powerful anthem that, you know, that can last a long time, that other people that can relate to who also had a loving grandmother. So that's where that came from. So I put my heart and soul into that song. And
you can feel your heart and soul in the song. I felt your grandma. I mean, you know, I like that I'm empathic and that I can share some of those feelings, you know, and any of us that have lost a grandmother or mother and we're close to them, we can certainly relate. Let's get into Broken Record. It features a vocalist named Paige.
Yes.
Now, that particular song, you used a vocalist. Mm-hmm. And I love the song because it seems to be about people that talk all the time and they don't do nothing. All they do is just keep talking. It's a broken record. So tell us what inspired that and what inspired you to use this particular vocalist. I liked her voice. Okay. I thought it went well with the song and the arrangement of the song and the lyrics and also.
So with Paige, I've been knowing Paige for years. Anytime I feel like I got a hit on my hands and I need a vocal, I reached out to her. So I hadn't talked to her probably for like 7 years. So I just reached out. Wow. I'm like, look, I think I got a hit on my hand. You know what I'm saying? So Broken Record, you know, is, I think everyone who's been in a relationship can relate to it. Like the toxicity of going back and forth, you know, it's like repeating the cycle and everything. So that came from like emotions with stuff I've dealt with in relationships and just relationships that I've seen, period. You know, everybody just going through their repeated cycle like a broken record. So I really came from the heart with that too. Like with a lot of my music, I always come from a heart. Like I said, it's therapy. So so that's what made me write then. And I just know a lot of people can relate to it when they listen to it. And Paige did her thing on it. Well, you know, on the hook.
It's true. She has a nice voice. Like a very light.
Yes.
You know, a very light kind of, even though you were talking about something serious, her voice, it felt serious, but the energy that was delivering was light. You could feel the lightness and, you know, that it's going to be okay. You know, it might be a broken, but we're going to be all right. We're going to do whatever we need to do. prevent this record from repeating once again.
Yeah.
So now, in I noticed all of your songs. Freedom was a strong, like, I felt real cause. I felt the need to take action.
Yes.
In freedom. So, you know, and I believe that it seemed to be a way to support those who have been harassed by the police, the government, the racism, you know, the active, you know, everything that is against. I don't understand why in the hell, and I remember what Rodney King said, but I don't understand why people can't just live in peace. What is it about your neighbor's business and their skin color and their sexuality that got anything to do with anybody but them? And it just really ticks my bug, because to me, it tells me how ignorant America still is. When, if you please, for those of you out there that never left your community, take your butt outside of the country.
Facts. Yes.
Go somewhere else inside your community, because people are getting tired of that and having to hold up people simply because they are uneducated, unevolved, don't want to learn, don't want to change, still stuck somewhere back in Kagalaga, wherever they are in the country. And when you hear a song like Freedom, it does make you feel like, when are we going to free our minds?
Yes.
When is that going to be a free thing? So I want you to talk to us about that.
Like freedom. I've always been an activist, you know, standing for the rights of, you know, us, period. And that's what it says in there. Like, we're all the same. Like, I remember, let me tell you this super quick story. So I remember one time I was filming a scene for a film that I was doing. And the police came up to us, and his first words out of his mouth was, y'all gonna have to shut this shit down. Instead of, like, coming to us, talking, like, hey, what's going on here? And I just feel that's the disconnection, you know, with everything. Like, us not having a conversation with each other, you know. So, but, that's why I wanted to touch on freedom, to talk about, like, the police brutality, homelessness, just, like, a lot of issues. And all of this can be settled if we just sit down, communicate with each other and talk for real, I think.
And
so, yeah, that's, why
that's where the Native Americans come in. I was telling somebody this morning, y'all need to get some peace pipes, fill them with herbs, whatever you need to fill it with. Sit at a table, break it down, get out of your suits and ties, and really talk about what's going on in here, because at the end of the day, it's going to affect all of us. All of us. It doesn't matter if who thinks they're in power. At the end of the day, none of us are. And if we were able to live forever and maybe not be under the law of cause and effect, or then I have to pay for whatever we've done incorrectly or whatever, then maybe it'd be a different world. But the truth is that, you know, we all are here stuck together, and we're all going to have to make it work. And if we don't, we're all going to be screwed. It don't matter what you think.
Facts.
You know, you can't exist. I depend on my neighbor to tell me if they saw somebody trying to get in my house. Whether they like me or not, I'm your neighbor, and I'm going to do the same thing for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, look, we don't talk to each other much, but I saw somebody trying to go in your window. You might want to check a security camera or something like that. Instead of, you know, they're gay, or they're black, or they're short, or they're tall, or they're from Libya, or they're from Iran, or they're from wherever the hell. You know, last time I checked, they're human.
Yes, we're all the same.
And even aliens, I've got some communication with. They deal got a better mindset of what's going on down here than we do. You know, it's just so sad. It really bugs you sometimes. But I think, Lacey, your album is right on tune. You know, especially when you do songs like Freedom and then Pain. You know, that whole thing, how pain can be different levels, and how pain, you know, can affect different people at different times in life. So talk to us about writing Pain. Were you in pain when you wrote Pain? You know, anybody around you was in pain? Or
so with Pain, look, I was just, you know, people always say you change when you get money. But no, the people around you change when you get money. So that song Pain was like when, for the people who was just, you know, they'll get mad at you, ask you, constantly begging for stuff, get mad at you if you don't, you know, give up something, but they were nowhere there for you, you know what I'm saying? So with that song Pain, you know, it was just like, hey, I had to address family, friends, and everything. And the song, I said, it's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. You know what I'm saying? The pain of having to write this, and, you know, and just show that mirror to them. Like, look at you. This is you. You know what I'm saying? So it's really showing a mirror to them. And like I said, that was another song that was therapeutic for me. Like, being able to normalize saying no and being comfortable with it, you know, like knowing that I'm not in the wrong for telling these people who ask too much of me no, you know, so.
And that's, you know what? And we all have to get there. You have to learn to say no. You have to learn to cut people off, especially, Lacey, when you have a vision and you're doing things. That's different. You're doing something. Your friends are like, oh, you know, Lacey is working on his album. Yeah. So I can bother him today. Maybe I can talk to him in a few days when I know he's not so busy, you know, and just say, yo, Lace, I'm thinking of you, man. I just want to shout. I know you're busy in the studio. Brandon, you know, why you ain't picking up the phone?
Yeah. And look, I said that it was so.
You were talking to me when you didn't have nothing. You're like, oh, my God. And you know what? That's exactly why you won't be going with me where we're going.
Look, Osiris.
You won't be there.
I said that in the song, too. You know, like, they see me with interviewing celebrities and me doing movies, and they equate that with money. You know what I'm saying? They just be like, oh.
They don't understand that you're living your dream. You're living your vision. And I used to think about this myself when I was not who I am today. And I used to sit back and say, why don't they talk to their friend? You know, they got money. Why ain't they helping their friends? And then when I got here, I understand exactly why not. Hell no. And don't call me no more. And don't be talking about I used to be your friend. And I haven't talked to you in 15 years and you didn't grow. I grew. That's why I am where I am.
And I tell people,
like, if you base
our relationship off the value of money, then I don't want you in my life anyway, because that means you're just around me for something. You're not around me unconditionally.
Exactly. Instead of saying, look, man, I heard about your production. I can't do much, but here's a $200 to help you with the next film. Put me down on the film as one of your crew members. So, that's how you do that.
There you go.
Talk this stuff, Osiris.
Facts.
You know, that's what you do. You don't go around talking, oh, yeah, man. You know, now that shit got, you know, Cyrus and Lacey G. Now that they got something. No, this is because this is what I hear in my head. Now they got somewhere. Oh, now they think they better than everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, and they want And all I can do is laugh.
Right.
And you think about all the nights that you were in tears, all the money you still don't have.
They don't see that.
You have to stay up to 3 and 4 in the morning and work your butt off because you had to do something because you had your vision in mind. And all they could do was like, oh, man, why are you up so late? Oh, man, you know, why you stay up so late? Why are you tired? Because I've been working for 5 days without sleep, foolish person.
Facts.
You know, and my real friends know this.
They don't see the grind. They don't see the grind.
You know, they don't see it. It's so sad. So on the album that everyone's going to hear all of the songs, which one do you think will do the best on the streets right now out of all the albums? Because I heard Pink, I've listened to the whole album, but I don't have enough time to talk about all the songs. Yeah, I tried to pick ones that I thought they stood out. You know, and your grandmother's song was one, Broken Record, Freedom. I liked They Don't Care. And it reminded me of that energy that Michael Jackson had. And then I saw Stevie Wonder crying because Stevie knows what it takes to stay in this industry and how some people can get caught up, especially if you don't have a strong sense of self or you haven't been taught to go within or you believe in something that doesn't discipline you or give you fortitude or resilience of mind or resilience of spirit. You know, you can just be whisked away by a dangling chain or money or whatever. And, you know, it's so sad he broke out crying because he's one of the few Black artists that's still around and he's not all crazy and messed up in the head. Uh-huh. You know, so when I hear a song like They Don't Care, what are you trying to say? What is it that you want us to hear from the song?
So with that song, I wanted to, you know, again, show the people, like, y'all looking up to these, you know, rappers, politicians, and they don't care about you, period. That's why in the song I was like, a lot of these rappers, they, you know, they're destroying the youth and everything, and they don't want to stand up for, like, political issues or nothing, but they'll take their money, you know, they're leading them down the wrong path. And so that's why I was trying to, like, it's like they're destroying the youth of, you know, talking about money, cars, drugs, sex, and everything, instead of teaching the youth, like, what's really going on, having the youth read books, but just talk about the politicians, Democrats or Republicans, all they do is lie to us. You just, like, they do not care about us. So you have to really get on your ish and, you know, start gaining knowledge on your own, start creating changes on your own. No matter if you have one person, you done did your job. So that's what my main thing for, they don't care. Like, these people do not care about you. The people you look up to, these rappers, they do not care. So get out there on your own.
I said the same thing in a show last week about, you know, everyone, it's just funny how trending is. You know, you say the right thing and you look the right way, and if you use the right language, it's today's time, you know, you're going to be believable. But you've got to have a keen eye for energy.
Yes,
we have to have a keen eye for picking up. You got your inner radar has to be set on BS from the real deal, because everyone is using the same language, everyone is talking in the same paradigm. You know, oh, we're energetic and we're vibrational and we can, you know, levitate together or whatever the latest thing. And then you look inside of their personal lives and their lives don't fit what they believe in. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I find it interesting that people talk about what they believe in terms of a spiritual teaching or belief. And then those same people end up on the news or somewhere doing something completely opposite of what they believe in. You go, what do you believe in that got you doing something like that? You know what I mean? And again, not to put anyone down, but I will tell you guys, I'm practicing something outside of Christianity that involves discipline. You have to discipline. The mind has to be trained and disciplined. The spirit has to be trained and disciplined. Otherwise, the first outer obstacle that comes along will get you off your ish, as Lacey said. You're not grounded in reality like you are. Mm. So when you're out there and you're doing your rapping and you're talking about being active in your beliefs and everything you believe in, and you write a song like Freedom and you write songs like Never Fold. Mm. What life experiences are you drawing from? I know you talked about that, you know, when we're betrayed, I don't like betrayal. That's a big ticket for me. Yeah. You betray me, it's over pretty much. You can try again, but it's pretty much over.
Never Fold. That was like, you know, that's the intro track. That kind of sums up the whole album, you know what I'm saying? Like, people who you know, like, I have a kind heart, so it's people who I've let in my world, and constantly, like I said, I got snake bit trying to help a lot of people, you know, people I confided in, like people who I thought was friends. Like, I have and I had to take accountability myself. So I had nobody to blame but myself for confiding in these people who I thought were friends. So Number Four, it just sums up everything. Talk about family members, betrayal, like I said, friendship, betray this, everything. So, and it was just like, no matter all of this, I'm still spotless free. You can't take me out. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, no matter what you do to me, try to do to me, try to destroy me, gang up on me, talk about me, I'm still here. I'm spotless.
You got something to do?
Yeah.
Like Antoine Fisher, I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
I'm still here. I'm spotless.
I'm still here. It's really interesting how those forces will find a way to come through friends, family, your kids, your spouses, everything, to get to you, to impede your progress, to get you off of your focus and what you were born here to do. So let's go to your filmmaking.
Okay.
I
didn't answer this question. You were like, which song that everybody gonna love? I do not know, because on my last album, I put my heart in all these songs, and my most played song is a sample I did of Andy Griffin where I was playing around. I promise you, I done wrote these powerful songs, and that is my most played song. So I don't know what people gonna like on this album, but
it doesn't matter.
Like, As long as they like something.
As long as they like something. And I listen to the whole, and I'm a big critic. I mean, I came out of the record labels and stuff, so I know my stuff. You know, I'm not. But at the same time, when you have new artists that are emerging, your stance has to be you see something, and then you have to encourage them as they move along the little ragged edges that they have to go through just to get to where they need to be, just to get the better production, just to get the better, just to get this, to get the right production to come in and work with you on your own production, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. Then when they get there, they're still, then they got to move further. And then you get a big, I mean, yeah, it really is a lifestyle and a power, position of progress. Right. This stuff does not happen overnight. I mean, if somebody told you, they're lying. Yeah, and I, right. Good luck.
Fact. I good tell luck. People that all the time. Hey, look, do it because you love it. Don't do it because you think you're finna make money, all this type of stuff.
It just does not go. Everybody does that. I did it, and a bunch of people did it because you didn't have anyone like Osiris or Lacey G to talk to.
Right.
You know, you just went out there like, oh, yeah. I've got a dream and I'm going to do it and blah, 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 blah. And that's all good. But there is a process and a grounding of layout that goes along with making those things happen. Right. So let's talk about your filmmaking. I wanted to talk to you about Abita. Mm-hmm. Now that particular, you said it was a movie and you turned it into a book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
normally it goes the other way around. People take the book and turn it into a movie.
Yeah.
So what happened that you got it that way? And I know it's about bullying and things about bullying people. And I was bullied as a kid.
Me too.
And it does. It can affect you a very long time, depending on how you grow and how you handle your emotions and your self-image and all. Okay. So talk to us about that.
Oh, yeah. So Beta was like when I was in college, that was my senior film that I wanted to create. Just like in my music, I always want to create powerful stories with messages. And then just like you, I got bullied when I was young. So with this film, I wanted to get, instead of getting the actors, I wanted to make the main actor somebody who was actually getting bullied in school. So, So she was getting bullied in school and this film like changed her life around, you know, when she did it, she's doing super great right now. So, Beta, you know, it won several awards and film festivals. So it was so powerful. Like a lot of people kept reaching out to me about it. A lot of parents. So that's what made me turn it into a book. Also, like, well, I love this. I'm gonna turn this into a book. So that's what made me turn it into a book.
And there was had to be some life lessons in there that were something you could share with parents and children, because bullying is rough, you know, and nobody thinks about it until they themselves get bullied, you know, then when you get bullied, then, oh, all of a sudden everybody this and that, you know, but you were the one bullying other people. And then when it comes back to you, because you don't understand cause and effect, apparently, when it comes back, then you want to get an attitude and be upset. Yeah. So what if, when you made the film, what kind of application, before I do another announcement on our sponsor, what kind of application were you able to bring to the table from carrying it from a film to a book versus the other way around?
Okay. So I got that. So with this, especially with the message, you know, I always put a twist in my film. So with this film, you know, it started off showing, you know, the girl like passing away from being bullied, like committing suicide or whatever. So then you go through this whole journey with her. And then at the end, it show you that, you know, she was just showing you this is what could have happened to me, but she chose to live. So she didn't actually die. So it's not only is it, you know, showing the people who are getting bullied, it's showing the bullies the effect that you have on a person. Like, look, you could have caused this person to kill themselves. You know what I'm saying? By you just, you know, acting, being stupid or, you know, being childish. This really hurts people right there. So that was kind of like my message through the whole thing. It's like, look, this is what could have happened to this person. So it kind of makes people think.
Oh, my gosh. Let's take a station break for the sponsor. Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist. For that company, he is a wonderful guy to talk to about real estate, all of your real estate needs, anything you want, need, or desire. You can talk about your personal problems. He will sit at your house with you, laugh with you, cry with you, whatever you're going through to get you into the best place to take on your next level of growing and developing in this world. You want to have a nice, safe space to do so. And Kevin Pike, Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, Coldwell Banker, 818 818- 571-1508 is the guy to do that for you. Okay, so back to Lacey. So we only got about 10, 15 minutes left. So I want to get into what you were talking about. Someone committing suicide. There is a movie. I cannot think of the name. I want to say Now You See It. I don't know. But it is Woody Harrelson, the other actor, the prominent girl in the movie. I can't remember, but I know Woody Harrelson is one of the major actors. They form a team of people where they become, in the end, they're trying to get people to become transparent. Mm-hmm. So you go through their whole daily life and see every little thing they do. Well, come on now. You want to know every little thing. So she in the company, in order to get to the highest tier of the company, she had to go completely transparent. So they have, in my, I don't know about all of you, but I've gone through EST, a lot of stuff that you guys never heard of, because I went through all these things when they were not popular to do, and I was bastardized, you know, by my own, especially by my own folk, you know, but told I was crazy, everything. But it was one of those things where you have all these people out there, and they're all, you know, in these spiritual things where they're doing this growth and development by exposing the true self. Anyway, she went through one of the days that she was able to be, wanted to become completely transparent. Mm. One of her friends, she witnessed them commit suicide, which is why I brought that movie up. Yeah. She witnessed a person commit suicide. And then the kind of questions that you pose in your book and in your film is what happens as a result of someone, you know, not talking, or someone not being able to express. Everybody's not able to talk out loud like Lacey, or make a film, or express themselves with music or writing or poetry or whatever. Some people are really locked inside and they don't know how to get out. What do you think, Lacey, that film, music, and writing can do for those kind of people? Because you can be in your private world. You don't really have to, you know, entertain anybody else. What do you think?
Yeah, you said what do I think can help them with the music and
out of the with your writing and what you stand for and how you present your thoughts.
I think because I can relate to, I've been there, you know, I've been where they're at, you know, and that's why I do a lot of the music I do, a lot of the films I do. Like you said, we already got a lot of junk in the world. So when I do my music, when I do my film, I try to let the people know I've been where you've been. I come from where you come, and it you can make it out. You know, like committing suicide and all that, that is like, you know, a temporary solution. You know what I'm saying? You're gone. You're not going to be here no more, period. You know? So, yeah. So I try to create powerful music to uplift them, to just show them that, look, no matter what, you can become something. Like with Abita, when I said the actress, like, just imagine if she would have committed suicide, you know, being bullied. But now she's doing it. Like, I did that film in 2015, and now she's, like, married. She got, you know, graduated from college and everything. Her and the mean girls in the film, they became best friends and everything. So it just show you it's not the end of the world. It might feel that way. But talk to someone, you know, talk to someone, you know, don't just keep it in.
And it's hard. Some people, you know, some people have a hard time opening up to express their feelings. They do it through a drug, you know, like, look, the drug will open me up, or if I drink, that'll open me up or whatever. And those things are okay, but those particular things are destructive. Yes, so if you're going to find something to use, if that's the kind of stimulation you need, then at least do research and pick something that's not going to kill you at the end of the day.
Yes.
You know, because you're going to be all messed up, and that's going to be even worse. I was suicidal. I wrote a book of my biography, and I talk about suicide in particular. And a lot of people say suicide is a disease, it's selfish or whatever. Suicide is a low life condition. It is a state of life and energetically a state of being that is so low that the person has lost all self-respect and self-worth. And it's a dangerous place to be in because, you know, if somebody can reach you enough deep inside of yourself and maybe pull you back into the land of the living before you go on the other side, or somebody you know, can reach it even, you know, like me, you know, where I caught myself based on, you know, doing what I did, what I believe in and things like that, my faith, caught myself in order to develop enough to be able to now talk to people such as yourself, Lacey, you've done that.
And I tell people get a third. I have a therapist. I go to therapy. You know, it's nothing wrong with therapy. I tell people
there's nothing wrong with therapy. It's
the greatest thing in the world to have someone to talk to who no judging and nothing, no biases and nothing, just listening to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Helping you out. I love it. So
and let you get it out.
Yes.
Yeah, they help you get it out. I know for a lot of people. A lot of people don't, you know, again, they don't want to expose their most inner self to someone like a stranger, whatever, but you have to learn to trust somebody.
Yeah.
And if you know that you're sick and you're having a problem coping and you're thinking about things like killing yourself, drugging and whatever, that in itself should tell you that something is wrong. Facts. So if you're even thinking like that, that should be a cue. Something's Facts. Wrong. I need to go get some help. Facts. Something's wrong. I shouldn't be thinking like that. That's too dark. It's too dark.
Facts.
You know, so... Lacey, talk to us about the album dropping, what you want to get from the streets. I know you said there was one song and everybody wanted to hear whatever, so you didn't know what to expect, but expect good. Expect for somebody out there needs to hear what you got to say. I love the whole album is wonderful, you guys. It's well written. It's done well. And no, he's not Jay-Z. He's not all of these people. So stop trying to make somebody be where they're growing to.
Fact, yeah.
Or be let him be where he is as an emerging artist. And I swear, if you listen to the album with that mindset as an emerging artist, it's a really good album and it's got some really good things on to say.
Yeah.
So what would you say about that as it gets closer to dropping?
So the weight of my name, like I said, it's therapy. So what I hope to get from it is just to touch someone. Like I said, everybody's gonna have their own favorite tracks on it. It's something on there for everybody, but it's also real. You know, if you're looking for some nonfiction, that's what you finna get. You know what I'm saying? You're not finna get no fictional stories. You're gonna get some love on there. You're gonna get to hear talk about betrayal. You're gonna get something about activists on there. You're gonna get like Lift Me Up, talk about forbidden love, you know.
Yeah,
your grandmother pad, grandmama resellers. You get to talk about that. You get to hear Smile, Broke Your Record, activist songs, all these songs. So as long as I can touch someone, and you know, that's all that matters to me. And like you said, I always tell people, don't follow trends. Bring the people into your world. You're the artist. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to act or, you know, follow the trend what everybody else doing. So I'm bringing people into my world. So that's what
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it when people are excited about what they're doing. I really am taking note that you have such a good memory. Mm-hmm. You can remember all of those things and rattle them off like that. And you said all the names of your songs. And,
yes.
You know, some people are like, yeah, well, now what? I can't remember the name. No, I'm not judging them. I'm just saying some people are, can't, you know, depending on what they do, they may have to do all the music themselves or whatever. So they're like, you know, detached from that part of it. Mm-hmm. But, wow, I really want to thank you for coming on the store. Before I forget, at the beginning of the show, I meant to say, shout out to Tiana Taylor. I heard that something happened. I don't know. I don't really, you know, try to peep into too much things that are happening negatively. But I heard something happened. I hope you get well really quickly. I know you're going through quite a bit of eradication. We call things negative that happen or appear to be negative in people's lives, that you're eradicating negative karma so that if you learn from these situations, you won't have to repeat them. If you don't, then, oh, well, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. But anyway, again, thank all of you out there. Let's thank Lacey G. Soldier Turner for coming on and sharing his time, his energy, his wonderful production. I love the name of your company, 4 Feet Off the Ground. I told you I was trying to put all these different ways you could do 4 Feet Off the Ground. You should make a song called 4 Feet Off the Ground, man. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Thanks to you. I want to say that I love you, everyone out there. I like you for being who you are, standing up for yourselves. You know, saying no when you need to, saying yes if you must, you know, and sticking to your guns and really living the life you say you want to live. And I love you for being who you are and always staying true to yourself, never doubting yourself for 1 minute. I want to give a shout out to Sam Hassan at LA Talk Radio. Thank you for always letting me shine and do my thing. And again, don't forget to like me and follow me. We need the numbers. I know people don't think, but numbers are important, you guys. They measure that now as a way of success. So, you know, it doesn't mean you have to have numbers, but if you had some, it might help you just a little bit along the way. Okay. Yeah. And again, I love you. And don't forget to smile. It works wonder. Don't forget to follow me on IG, Osiris_Munir_thepainter. Look for some of my artwork and all the things that I do, including hosting this radio talk show. Let's, it's a show. I get so much. Anyway, let's say thank you again to Lacey G. Soldier Turner and his album. The weight of my name. Don't forget your mama and your daddy's name.
Let me say this too. I am on the advisory board of JB Dondolo, and we're releasing a song called We Are the Leaders for Clean Water. It's a song that I wrote, and it got some artists on there, Shauna Lindsay, Liso Dingwall, who played in The Wire, and it got Daniel on there. So his name is Pyrex.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's dropping soon. It's a very powerful song, and we submitting it for the Grammys also.
Well, let's do that. And also give us your social media tags. Where can we reach and find out about all this stuff?
Y'all can find me everywhere. G Soldier got a U in it like your soul. G Soldier. And on Facebook is Lacey G Soldier Turner. But everywhere else, G Soldier.
Okay, great. And then what about the JB Dondolo organization? Where can we find that? Is that on your website as well? Or
Yeah, you can find all that. Listen, my main website where my hub is at, where you can find out everything, is LaceyTurner.com. So LaceyTurner.com. You can find the movies, the music, the nonprofit organizations, JB Dondolo, all of everything.
And don't forget, he do have that turning him like Nat Turner had. So he might be bringing that spirit of Nat Turner back. You never know.
Thanks.
You got to follow this brother. All right. Don't forget, listen to his stuff. I'll talk to you later. See you next week. Bye bye.
You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.